Well, I think Jesus recognized that the heart is connected to how we view money and possessions and what we do with money and possessions in a critical way. You see that in so many examples. I mean, you look at the poor widow, and you can see what her heart was when she gave all that she had, you know, trusting in God. You see it with the rich fool. You see his lack of perspective or his wrong perspective and how it demonstrated his heart. You know, I'm going to store all this up for myself. But he was not rich toward God, and therefore he was a fool. The rich young ruler who didn't want to give up everything and follow Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and it says he loved him and, you know, he cared for him. But his heart was demonstrated in the fact that he wouldn't follow Jesus. And in contrast to that, look at Zacchaeus, who comes to into a relationship with Jesus Christ and says, I will give away half of what I have to the poor, and I will pay back four times over those that I have cheated. So heart issues, how we view money and possessions demonstrates the state of our heart, and Jesus recognized that. And that's his greatest concern, is our hearts. He wants our hearts, and that's why he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, that, hey, if you want to move your heart somewhere, I've got a great way you can do that. Invest your treasures there, and your heart is going to fall. So you want to have more of a heart for God's kingdom? You want to have more of a heart for the work that your church is doing? You want to have more of a heart for Bible translations to unreached people groups? Put your money there. Actually, my money, Jesus speaking, it's his, it belongs to him. But put the money there, and your heart is sure to follow.